Critical Race Theory Whistleblower, Curriculum Pits Our Students Against Each Other Based on Color. By Brecken F. Teese on November 27, 2021. Tony Kinnett, an Indianapolis, Indiana, school administrator who in early November blew the whistle on critical race theory being taught in his district, told Fox News that the curriculum suggests to all of our students who aren't black or brown that they are responsible for centuries of horrible oppression that the United States has built. No matter what class you're in, you are required to look through that lens, and that's really quite horrifying, he said. Kinnett, who was placed on leave after revealing his district's motives, described two fundamental priorities of the Indianapolis Public Schools curriculum. Every single class at Indianapolis Public Schools is founded on two strategic priorities, he explained. One is the official academic priority that we're all supposed to encourage, and the second is the racial equity priority, which sounds really great, but it actually pits our students against each other based on color. Kinnett told Fox News that after he decided to release the information, he was locked out of all his work-related accounts and unable to access any school buildings in his district. As Breitbart News reported, Kinnett is a science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, administrator in Indiana's largest public school district who regularly sees dozens of classrooms a week. When we tell you that schools aren't teaching critical race theory, that it's nowhere in our standards, that's misdirection, he explained in his revelatory video posted to Twitter. We tell our teachers to treat students differently based on color. We tell our students that every problem is a result of white men, and that everything Western civilization built is racist. Capitalism is a tool of white supremacy. Those are straight out of Kimberly Crenshaw's main points, verbatim, in critical race theory, the writings that formed the movement. This is in math, history, science, English, the arts, and it's not slowing down. If students of color have lower reading scores, it's because of inequity. Therefore, we take from the white students and give to the color students. That's Richard Delgado straight out of CRT, an introduction. All teaching is political, with reality and facts taking a back seat. That's Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, who outlined how she saw critical race theory fleshed out in public schools in 1995. We call it anti-racism, he said. So you feel bad if you disagree with our segregationist pedagogy. It's taking advantage of kids' vulnerability and parents' inactivity to preen over social snake oil schemes designed to create division.